this part of What is the Gospel? I'm looking forward to share some more details with you in this coming episode. Today we're going to speak about one very important facet to what the Gospel truly is. And that is that the Gospel is highly experiential. The Gospel is highly experiential. What do I mean with that? I mean with that the Gospel of Christ is more than just words. It's more than doctrines. It's more than dogmatics. It is actually not just a message, but it is words and a message that transforms lives. Jesus, when he walked the face of this earth, he came around and he was preaching the kingdom of his Father, and he was demonstrating that kingdom with signs, with wonders, with miracles, with healings, and so forth. So that people, they started to follow Christ, not just because of what he said, but also because of the power of the actions of the things that he did in demonstrating the kingdom of God. This is very important for us. You see also when Jesus, when he called the first disciples to follow him, some of the first things that he did was just remarkable. I want us together to read from Matthew chapter 4. And we're going to read together from verse 23. Matthew 4 and verse 23. Now this is just after Jesus had called his disciples to follow him. And he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So this is the first thing that Jesus introduced his disciples to. Now listen to this. Here we read. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee, from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond Jordan. You see, when Jesus was here, people around him started to experience the kingdom of God. They started to experience good things. Now, the gospel means good news. So Jesus, he had more than good news on the word of his tongue, but actually he brought the kingdom that created good news into the lives of the people. It was good news to the blind who became seeing. It was good news to the fearful who had then a peaceful and a restful heart. To the lame, because he actually had the power to raise them up, to heal them so that they could walk. The deaf hearing, the dumb speaking, and so forth. Even though those who came across from the Pharisees, when they came to take Jesus and arrest Jesus before it was his actual time to be arrested and to be sentenced to death, we read that they came back to the Pharisees, not having Jesus with them, saying, no one ever spoke like this man. I think they saw and heard what Jesus was teaching, but they also saw the demonstration of the kingdom of God that he brought about. So the gospel is highly experiential. Even in our time today, there are loads of testimonies and stories from people who have experienced God. People who are famous, people that we do not even know about, that have made experiences with this person, Jesus, through the gospel. Just recently, we can see in the media even some celebrities like Kanye West, for example, whose life was full of darkness, full of depression. He was even in a mental institution for a little while because he could not control his own thinking. And in this dark period, he finds Christ, and his life is now totally flipped side. And as a gratitude of that, he's now holding concerts all over the States. The same with Justin Bieber. As you might know, he also were facing severe drug addictions and so forth, seeing that his life was just declining, even though he had all the fame in all the world, still his life was falling apart until he started to discover who Christ was, who started to change him from the inside and out. That is what the gospel is. It is highly experiential and it is highly personal. Right now I want to take you to India and I want you to see this man that really had an experience of who Jesus is in one of our gospel campaigns that we held there. Why did he give me his cane that he was walking? You will see it now in a minute.
Tell me why you were using this stick before.
I cannot walk,
that's why I took the stick. I cannot lift up my hand, but now I can help. Before I cannot just stretch out my hand and backbone was a penny, but now I got him, I cannot take the stick.
Hallelujah.
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 Lift up your hand.
After Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Jesus Christ,
hallelujah. Can I have this stick with you? Can I bring this stick with me?
Hey, Latiko, alo here, no zaure bisansa. Hey, Latiko. Hey, Latiko, alo here, no zaure bisansa, Tibo.
Anymore. Who has healed you tonight? Hallelujah!
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen. Father, we pray that you will just bless this man in the days to come. And we pray, Father God, that you just take him into your ways. Thank you for your love that is all over him. And I thank you for total restoration in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Celebrate the victory of the Lord.
The gospel is highly experiential. It is so that we as believers, we are actually called to bring the gospel of the kingdom in power. And in love, we are not called to just come with empty words. We are actually called to bring the kingdom of God with us wherever we come so that other people can experience who Jesus is through us. I want to take us to a very amazing scripture from the book of John. And I want us to go to John chapter 14 and verse 12. And personally, I find this Bible verse to be maybe one of the most challenging and intriguing and compelling Bible verses in the Bible. Jesus, he says something, and if Jesus is the truth, and if he speaks the truth, I mean, this is just amazing. Listen to what he says here to you and me who are following after him and are his disciples. Here he says from verse 12, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, I am a believer, hopefully you are a believer. He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these, he will do because I go to the Father." Now think about what Jesus actually did when he was walking the planet. Think about all the wonders he did. Think about all the great works that he accomplished. And then he says he or she who believes in him, they will do the same works that he did. I mean, we cannot do the redemptive work that Jesus accomplished on the cross, but the walk that he walked, he actually is saying that those who believe in him should walk in the same manner. Now, when Jesus said this, you can read on in that same chapter, and he would speak to us and say that we would receive the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father, and receive power to walk a life just as he walked, to speak empowered, infused by the Holy Spirit, to see wonders and miracles work in and through our life into the sphere of influence that God has given to us. The gospel is highly experiential personally, but you know what? We are to export that to other people and help people to come into an encounter with the love and the power of God that will change them forever. The gospel is highly experiential. Be a person who exports that in the power of the Holy Spirit today. God bless you.